Reformed Church.
The topic of it is resisting the devil, right? Or resisting evil in the world. But obviously the way that we resist, you know, Scripture tells us and the Lord teaches us that we resist in faith, right? And we know that, right? That it's resisting in faith because there's only one thing that we're supposed to be doing. There's only one thing that the Lord has given us to do. There's only one job you can say that we have, right? And that is to listen to the Lord. And even faith itself comes all by itself, right? We don't make faith come, right? We just listen to the Lord, and faith obviously comes by that hearing. But in 1 Peter 5, verse number 6, you know, we'll get there in just a second. But 1 Peter 5, he talks about, you know, it's a very popular bit of scripture that talks about, you know, humbling yourselves in the sight of God, and that He would exalt you. And then it also talks about casting your care on Him because He cares for you. It talks about being sober, being awake, being vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about it like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Verse number 9 says, seek Him steadfast. That word steadfast there is immovable, right? Without, you know, in continuance, you could say, right? Continuing in the faith, it says. So the thing that I think about there, though, is that you see a couple things. You see, when the Lord says in verse number 6, He says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. The idea that gives you is you, like the way that looks or that plays out in your life is you acknowledging the Lord, right? Because there is no other way for you to submit yourself under the authority of God than for you to say, by acknowledging the Lord, right, I cannot, and you did, right? So I want this to be you and not me, right? You don't want to work in weakness of the flesh of the old man, right? You don't want to work in old stuff. You want to work in the new updated you, right? So the only way, obviously, that we do that we humble ourselves, that we submit ourselves to the Lord is by acknowledging Him, right? And the cool thing that it says is as we do that, you know, acknowledging the Lord, continuing to grow in the knowledge of what we have in Him so that we can acknowledge the Lord, right? That's the cool thing about acknowledgement, right, is that it is still tied to the one thing that we're to do. Because if you don't know what you have, you can't acknowledge the Lord in it, right? So acknowledgement really is just almost a fruit, you could say, of knowing what you have in the Lord. As you continue in what you have, of course, that's what you want. That's where you want to live. That's what you want to take advantage of, is everything that you've received. If we're sluggish or slow in learning, then we're going to be slow and sluggish in our acknowledging the Lord. If we're quick to learn, if we continue in it, right, then we'll be quicker, right, to acknowledge the Lord. The cool thing that it says is that when you do that, right, as you learn the Lord and you acknowledge Him, it says that He'll exalt you. The funny thing is, you know, that did remind me, this is maybe not entirely related, but 2 Corinthians chapter 12, you know how people have always taken the context of that chapter when Paul talks about the fact that a messenger of Satan was given to him, you know, so that he would not be exalted above measure. You know, it is an interesting thing that what the Lord, the exaltation of the Lord comes from you submitting yourself under the mighty hand of God, he says, right? So as you submit yourself to the Lord, He lifts you up. And we see that comes, obviously, from the one thing. As you continue to grow in the revelation of who Jesus is, right, the Lord exalts you. He lifts you up, right? Which is the very thing that He said in verse number 7 of chapter 12. He says, and lest that should be exalted by the abundance of revelations. That people always say that what the Lord was doing was that He was being prideful and the Lord was just pushing Him down and humbling Him. But in actuality, right, we humble ourselves before the Lord, right, by submitting ourselves to Him and acknowledging the Lord, right? So when he goes into that whole thing about a messenger of Satan and all that stuff, obviously people go off the rails with that teaching, but you really do see that the exaltation that he's talking about is the same exaltation that he's talking about in 1 Peter chapter 5, which is that the Lord would exalt you when you submit yourself under His hand, right? And then the cool thing is, you know, he says, casting your care in verse number 7. So this is, we're back at 1 Peter 5 in verse number 7. He says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. So the cool thing that you see there is that when you submit yourself or you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, the way it says there, when you acknowledge the Lord, you're able to cast your care over on him, which really, you know, kind of got me thinking when we say, okay, cast your care, what's that look like? Or what is that really talking about, like casting your care over on the Lord? And that made me think of two verses that I want to share with you quickly. Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 22. Matthew 13, 22. It says, "Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." So we know from that verse right there that the cares of this world or the cares of this life, right, that cares choke the word, that cares make us unfruitful. So you see that what the Lord was saying is he wants us, right, to cast over our care of this world over on him. And how do you do that? When I acknowledge the Lord, right, when I acknowledge the Lord as my teacher, when I acknowledge the Lord as my truth, when I acknowledge the Lord as my strength, when I acknowledge the Lord as my wisdom, any time that you acknowledge the Lord in anything that you're going through in life, quote unquote, right? You're casting your care over on the Lord. In other words, you're not trying to get caught up yourself in the cares of this life, which are the very things that choke the word. But instead, what you're doing is you're acknowledging the Lord, and therefore then you become fruitful, right? When you acknowledge the Lord, the fruit of the Spirit abounds in your life, right? Because you're acknowledging him. Therefore, you acknowledge the Lord, and the Lord works in and through you, right, as you acknowledge him. It's interesting that Matthew 13 is telling you the opposite there, that those that allowed the cares of this life, they accepted the word, but they got all wrapped up in the cares of this life. They became unfruitful. So you see that what the Lord wants us to do is going back to really just the one thing, right? Continuing to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. As you grow in the knowledge of the Lord, right, you're going to understand and know what you have, and that's where the acknowledgement of God comes from. And as you acknowledge him, obviously, that is how you cast your care on him. It's not you necessarily having to pray a certain way and say certain words, and that means you're casting your care over on the Lord. But if I'm not caring for those things myself, if I'm not caring to, you know, that I have little strength in an area, or if I'm not worrying or caring about something, but instead I acknowledge the Lord in that, right, I'm able to be fruitful, which is obviously the exact opposite of Matthew 13, 22 there. Luke chapter 21 and verse number 34, very quickly, right? Luke 21 and verse number 34 says, "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly." So you do see, though, from that verse, that us being wrapped up with cares weighs our hearts, weighs our minds down, right? It's too heavy, right, for our souls, right? So you see that we find rest for our souls when we do what? The very same one thing, right? Just the one thing that we do, continuing to grow in the knowledge of God, knowing what we have, that causes us to acknowledge the Lord because we know what we can acknowledge in him, right? And as we do that, obviously, you see that not having those cares, right, we find rest for our souls. Obviously, that then is also this very, very similar to Matthew 11, 29. It says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me," which is the one thing that the Lord has given us to do, "for I'm gentle and lowly at heart," and you will find what? Rest for your soul, right? "Rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light." The one thing that he's given us to do is easy. The one thing that he's given us to do is light. So it's just a cool thing. You know, I just wanted to share with you a little bit about how, just a reminder for us, going back to just the one thing. There's not two things, right? If you're looking at something that the Lord is telling us, you know, to flee from or to not do or to whatever, all of those things in one way, shape, or form are always going to go back to the one thing that the Lord has given us to do. Because again, there aren't many things that he's given us to do, just one. Even recently, I was sharing with you out of Philippians chapter 13, where he says, forgetting those things that are behind and looking looking forward to the things that are ahead, right? It's the exact same thing. How do you forget those things that are behind and reach forward to the things that are ahead? It's the exact same thing that we're saying, right? When you are doing the one thing and you're growing in the knowledge of the Lord and you see those things that you have in Christ, right? You're going to reach for them. In other words, you're going to want to follow Jesus into your inheritance, right? As you continue to grow in that knowledge, essentially that's what you're doing, right? You're following the Lord into the things that we have, and by acknowledging those things, right, you become fruitful, right? So it's the exact same thing. I know it's said many, many different ways in Scripture, but it's just a cool thing to know, just to remember, right, that it is just a one single light, easy thing. And whenever you're feeling a heart that's kind of weighed down, just mentally fatigued, right, that means you've been working out your brain a little bit too much, right? And we haven't been taking the easy and light, but maybe we've been taking the easy and light and maybe some additional stuff too, right? So thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God, for this team. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Thank you, my God, for all of the people, Lord, that will ever hear, that will put their ears to hearing the things, Lord, that you're speaking through this ministry. For those, Lord, that listen to the things, my God, that you speak to them, to the things that you're saying today, Lord, we thank you, my God, that it is out of listening to you, Lord, and understanding where you want our hearts and where it's profitable, Lord, for our minds to be, on all those things that are beautiful and that are lovely and that are of a good report. Lord, you being able to show people, Lord, directly in their minds and into their hearts, showing them, Lord, who they can be in you and that you can make them new if they don't know you. And then for all those that are already yours, Father, they would be able to see the vastness, Lord, of the inheritance that you have already deposited and put on the inside of them, Lord, and that they would learn to be partakers and active participants in everything that you've given them. So we thank you, my God, that these, Lord, that are here are people, Lord, that hear and that listen to you, Lord, and that have a desire, a constant desire always in their heart and minds to know you more. And I thank you, Lord, that as they throw themselves in that direction, Lord, as they lean wholeheartedly their minds to you, Lord, you never disappoint. You'll always teach and show and provide them, Lord, always bread for them and seed for them to sow, Lord. You give enough for them, Lord, and plenty more for them to be able to give away. You satisfy, Lord, every single need, every want, Lord, everything that we could ever need or want, Lord, is already satisfied in you, so that we can be, Lord, people that are fulfilled and full, plenteous, Lord, and being able, Lord, to be generous givers. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in our lives, Lord. We love you. Thank you, my God, for all you completed for us in Jesus. Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.